today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun alaikum, dear friend. Inshallah, you are doing well. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to listen to us. First, we'll look at the calendar. Then we're going to speak about promoting humanity. So please be with us.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please, you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so.
And today, Monday, 11th of Jamadil Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar-Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar-Hijri calendar, and the 25th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 30.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ
And mention, O Muhammad, when your Lord said to the angels, Indeed, I will make upon the earth a successive authority. They said, Will you place upon it one who causes corruption therein and sheds blood, while we declare your praise and sanctify you? Allah said, Indeed, I know that which you do not know.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
According to what the leading Islamic scholars and learned men have said, the objective meaning of Khalifa, or deputy, is the divine vicegerent on the earth, because the question which the angels ask later, saying that the human race may make mischief and shed blood on the earth, while they, the angels, celebrate his praise, reinforces this very meaning that Allah's vicegerency on the earth is incompatible with these deeds. Also, teaching the names of Adam is good evidence supporting this claim. Again, the angels' humility and veneration before Adam is another witness to this idea.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause
I don't need
anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
As I follow our topic, which is to promote humanity, we learn that the concept of human dignity has long been deemed in Islam as the right of every person regardless of who they are. By simply being a person deserves to be respected, dignified, and to be given certain rights. However, a lack of awareness and emphasis on this understanding has led to misperception in which people deem themselves better than others, be it because of their sex, race, religion, wealth, and other irrelevant factors. Today, while there is heightened awareness on respecting each other's rights, there is still an urgent need to counter the existing bigotry with a commonality that transcends barriers, which would be our humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How can we be a better human? What does Islam or other religions say about achieving success to be a better person, a better personality, or to be a human? To become a champion in sports, achieving success in higher education, acquiring skill in a technical task, innovativeness, progression in a job, creativeness, making discoveries and inventions, and above all, success in self-construction, worshipping the Lord, are all linked to having a clear goal and endeavoring towards it. Second, in making us a good person, a better human, is discipline. Not only is discipline and orderliness one of the keys to success and victory of great men, but the whole universe is based on discipline. The third factor that we need to talk about is self-confidence. The socio-psychological concept of self-confidence relates to self-assurance in one's personal judgment, ability, power, and etc. That is, the individual feels the capacity and ability of doing things. According to psychologists, self-confidence is the basis of salvation and progress. A person becomes more resolute and unyielding with self-confidence while he becomes weak, if relies on others. Others' help destroys diligence and industry because, in this case, man's motivation for struggle diminishes. Perhaps it might seem to someone that self-confidence or self-reliance runs counter to reliance on God. That is, these two concepts are refuting each other in the sense that one who relies on God cannot rely on self. He must choose to do one of them. However, if we take a closer look at these two, we come to know that there is no contradiction between reliance on God and self-confidence. Reliance on God, in its real sense, refers to utilizing the natural means to achieve the desired results. Meanwhile, the results and effectiveness of those means depend on God's will. The source of self-confidence is God. The result of this belief is that one should rely on one's own convictions and abilities, and that by making use of these God-gifted powers, he will keep making his efforts despite difficulties.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
One point related to our topic is rights of the parents and relatives. In Islam, special importance has been attached to the service and rights of parents. Respecting and obeying one's parents has been made a religious obligation, and ill treatment to them is forbidden in Islamic jurisprudence and Islamic tradition. With regard to the rights of parents, the Quranic injunction is to behave well with them, to take care of them, especially in their old age, not to be rude to them, and to show highest respect to them. The injunction is to be applied regardless of parents' religious identity, that is, a Muslim person is to respect and service their parents, whether they be Muslim or non-Muslim. Hadith literature provides plenty of instances where Prophet Muhammad has commanded his companions to be good and kind to their parents and to serve them in the best possible manner. Insulting or misbehaving with one's parents has been declared a major sin. Mother, however, has been given priority over father in terms of receiving respect and service from children. The high status of mother in Islam is best exemplified by the saying of Prophet Muhammad that paradise is at the feet of your mothers. On the birthday anniversary of Prophet Jesus, we have one important question. But first, congratulations on this day to all humankind. What is the status of Jesus in Islam? It may be a surprise to many people that we Muslims also believe in Jesus. Peace be upon him. Although we do not celebrate Christmas, but we do respect and honor the person in whose name this festival is observed. We believe that Jesus was one of the great prophets of Allah. In the Quran, he's called Isa. He's also known as Messiah, the Christ, and Son of Mary. Jesus has many other beautiful names and titles in the Quran. He is a highly respected religious figure. Every Muslim honors him, respects him, and loves him. His mother is also highly respected, loved and honored. Unlike the Gospel or the New Testament in general, the subject matter of the Quran is not Jesus. The Quran speaks in detail about Allah, Allah's will for human beings, and about many of Allah's prophets and messengers. Yet all the basic facts about Jesus' life are mentioned in the Quran.
The religion of Islam considers Jesus to be the Word of God and the Spirit of God. And he commands a very high status. We believe God sent a book with him, which is the Bible or the Gospels. There was an original book with him that God sent, and he would preach from that book. Now, a lot of his teachings were preserved in the Bible that we have today. A lot of it has been preserved. But the stance of Islam is very clear in the Quran that Jesus, as high as he is, and by the way, the Quran speaks of miracles that he would do. For example, he would revive the dead. A dead person who's completely dead, he would revive him. Someone who was born blind, he's never seen the light of day since he was born, he would cure him. Someone who had leprosy, the leper, which at the time there was no cure for it. At the time, there was no cure for leprosy. He would cure the leper. So he had all these miracles. In fact, once he created a bird from clay, as the Quran says. They challenged him. God is the one who creates, show us. So the Quran says, with the permission of God, God told him, get some clay, and from that clay, mention my name, blow into it, and you will create a bird that will fly. A bird-like creature. كَهَيْئَةَ الطَّيْرِ, the Quran says. Not exactly a bird, but a bird-like creature that will fly. So he commanded many, many miracles. However, the religion of Islam is very clear that he is not God. He's not to be worshipped. In fact, he would worship God, and he never asked his people to worship him. Yes, he came to save us. We also believe that prophets of God do come to save people from their sins, from misguidance, from corruption, from deviation. And we must believe in them. As a Muslim, if you don't believe in Jesus, your faith is not accepted by God. One must believe in the message of Jesus, that he was chosen by God and that he commands a high status.
Again, we congratulate this day on the followers of Prophet Jesus. And till another meeting and another episode of today's special, we leave you in Allah's blessings.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, cause I'm a believer.